Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today we're diving into something that can feel as tough as a head-first dive into a swimming pool full of ice cubes. Forgiveness. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of grievances? You know that feeling when someone wrongs you, and instead of letting it go, it just hangs there, weighing you down? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, holding onto resentment isn't doing us any favors. It's like drinking poison and hoping the other person gets sick. We end up hurting ourselves more than anyone else. So, how do we break free from this cycle of bitterness? How do we practice forgiveness in a world that often feels less than forgiving? Well, let me tell you, it's not about condoning bad behavior or saying what happened was okay. It's about freeing ourselves from the prison we've built around our hurt feelings. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us on this journey of forgiveness. First off, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. It's about choosing to let go of the anger and pain so that you can move forward with your life. Holding on to resentment just keeps you stuck in the past. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a rotting apple in your fridge, would you? You toss it out. The same goes for those negative feelings. Secondly, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means acknowledging what happened, understanding its impact on you, and choosing to not let it define your future. We can learn from our experiences without letting them consume us. Imagine learning a new dance step. You might stumble a few times, but you keep practicing and eventually master it. Forgiveness is like that. It takes practice and patience. Thirdly, try to see things from the other person's perspective. This doesn't mean excusing their actions, but understanding their motivations can help you let go of some of the anger. People make mistakes, sometimes big ones. Maybe they were hurting, scared, or just plain clueless. Fourth, practice empathy. It's hard to hold onto anger when you truly try to understand someone else's pain. Putting yourself in their shoes, even if it feels uncomfortable, can open your heart and make forgiveness easier. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a process, not a destination. There will be days when it feels easier than others. Some days you'll be kicking butt at this whole forgiveness thing. Other days, well, let's just say you might need to dust yourself off and start again. It's okay. Just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and remember that every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Okay, picture this. You had a really important presentation at work, and someone totally bombed it, making you look bad in the process. You're fuming, right? Want to throw your laptop out the window? Feeling betrayed and hurt? I get it. We've all been there. But imagine if instead of letting that anger fester, you took a deep breath and asked yourself, what could this person be going through? Maybe they're stressed, facing their own demons, or just had a bad day. You might even consider talking to them, understanding their side of the story. By doing so, you'd not only be practicing forgiveness, but also opening the door to communication and possibly even strengthening your relationship. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways on how to practice forgiveness in your own life. Remember, it's a gift you give yourself. Don't confuse it with forgetting. Try to see things from their perspective, practice empathy, and remember that forgiveness is a journey. Let me leave you with this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened, it means choosing to heal and move forward. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of resentment and embracing a life filled with peace, compassion, and even a little bit of joy. Now go out there and forgive your future self. Well, thank you for it. And if you found this helpful, share it with someone who might need to hear these words today. Until next time, keep practicing that modern stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.